From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. Despite recent losses, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Iraqi troops Tuesday battled militants in a remote western town in Anbar province, a good distance from Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office, meanwhile, is saying atrocities against civilians in Mosul by Islamic State militants appear to be increasing. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Human Rights Office says it is receiving disturbing reports of the extrajudicial and summary execution of children and women, as well as male civilians in Mosul. It says it also has received reports of Islamic State militants deliberately using civilians as human shields to prevent them from leaving the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says it is difficult to verify the reports because they are still being vetted by UN monitors, but he says the breadth of cruelty that emerges from the preliminary reports is staggering. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy says Russia is extending a moratorium on airstrikes in the center of Aleppo. He says Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad also are refraining from airstrikes targeting rebel-held sectors of the city, and that the city's center has not been bombed by his forces for a week. That statement appears to contradict claims from monitors who reported the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday, just hours after a three-day ceasefire ended. The ceasefire came to an end without any visible progress toward a durable truce. This is VOA News.